Hi, this is Aislinn Antrim from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus Student Edition, a podcast series dedicated to pharmacy students. This month, I spoke with Dr. Dietmar Berger, Chief Medical Officer and Global Head of Development at Sanofi, as well as Dr. Earl Etienne, Director of Graduate Programs and Industry Partnerships Coaching. Howard University and Sanofi have recently launched a new pharmacy fellowship program and partnership, and I spoke with both of them about the importance of improving diversity in the pharmacy field and how their partnership aims to do just
so. Sanofi and Howard University have recently announced a partnership on a new pharmacy fellowship program. What are the goals of this program?
Sanofi is committed to enhancing diversity, equity, and inclusion within our organization. And we feel this program can be a real win-win, both for us and for Howard University. And that's why we're really thrilled to announce it. On one hand, it can foster, you know, the next generation of pharmacists from historically underrepresented communities. And on the other hand, it will help us to better integrate underrepresented individuals with a STEM and pharmacy background into our research and development efforts.
Absolutely. That's so exciting. What was kind of the inspiration for the program? How did this idea come to be?
Yeah, we have similar pharmacy programs with various universities already in place, and we greatly value what they bring to our organization. And now, by partnering with Howard University, really a historically Black college, we're able to further increase diversity in our workforce and create a pipeline for the next generation of pharmacists from underrepresented communities. And that's really in line with, you know, our work to enhance our diversity and inclusivity so that we can better serve the needs of the communities, right? We have to create an environment where all people feel they belong and they can bring their best selves. This requires setting ambitions and strategies to achieve them, both in terms of how we work together internally and how we interact with our communities. So it's, on one hand, it's about doing the right things, but on the other hand, it also makes us more fit to then serve the communities.
Absolutely. That's wonderfully said. Why do you see a need for this or other similar programs in pharmacy?
Yeah, we recognize the importance of having a diverse workplace that then reflects the diverse communities of those we serve. And when you think about that in terms of, for example, clinical trials or also providing medicine to people, you really want to make sure that, you know, our staff, our employees reflect the communities that are out there. And by increasing the number of pharmacists from underrepresented communities, we are much better positioned to provide products and services that align with diverse needs. And in clinical research specifically, racial and ethnic minorities have historically been marginalized. And Sanofi recognizes this and really supports the urgency to change this dynamic and including more healthcare providers of color, pharmacists, physicians, nurses, etc., in our clinical trial development process is key to these efforts.
Absolutely. Can you discuss the value of partnering with Howard University and what such partnerships can bring to the pharmacy field?
Yeah, the fellows' contributions will help to support and bolster Sanofi's mission and our diverse top-tier talent pipeline and really empower scholars to pursue STEM research in the future. And these partnerships also allow the next generation of pharmacists the opportunity to integrate with our research and development efforts and to engage also in practical learning experiences across multiple fields.
Wonderful. To dig into that a little bit deeper, how does the program work and what will the fellows be doing?
Yeah, we'll offer 10 new postgraduate fellowships in the College of Pharmacy at Howard University for students earning PharmD degrees. And the PharmD graduates will have an opportunity to participate in practical learning experiences across multiple fields of research and development, for example, oncology, rare diseases, neurology, hematology, immunology, but also areas like regulatory affairs, pharmacovigilance, clinical operations, as well as, you know, US medical, public policy, or patient advocacy. And upon successful completion of the program, Sanofi's goal is really to hire the fellows into permanent full-time positions at the company.
Wonderful. Well, to kind of wrap up and bring all of this together, what are your hopes for the future of this program?
Now, this is one of the many diversity, equity, and inclusivity efforts that we're proud to have underway at Sanofi. And by hiring these graduates into full-time roles, I hope that we can create a long-lasting relationship with Howard University and potentially also expand to other areas as opportunities arise. And we look forward to the valuable contributions that these graduates will bring to Sanofi as well.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the monthly Mental Health Minute. I'm Dr. Jessica Louie, host of the Burnout Doctor podcast. Today, we are answering, how do you recognize burnout? Is it possible to recognize early before it gets to a really damaging point? Today, we're talking about three early warning signs of burnout. One of the earliest warning signs of burnout after its transition from the stress to burnout phase is exhaustion, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Here are some questions you can start asking yourself. Do you feel you're never fully rested? There's no nap or coffee that will help you with this fatigue? Do you have physical symptoms right now? Whether it could be frequent headaches, back pain, insomnia, or GI discomfort? Do you have trouble processing information and feel like there's too much in your brain to remember? Maybe you feel you have brain fog or forgetfulness. Do you have more frequent illnesses or sicknesses? This can all be from physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual exhaustion. The next sign that you may be experiencing burnout is cynicism. Maybe you're feeling this resentment or unfairness. Have you recently had a complaint or feedback that was ignored, but a colleague's was heard? Do you feel anger or displeasure coming from a belief that you've been wronged by others or betrayed? Do you feel isolated? Do you feel alone in all of this? Feeling disconnected from your patients, your coworkers, or your classmates? Do you turn away invites to social gatherings or to eat meals together? Do you have this loss of enjoyment, not finding joy in your work or your schoolwork, and going home feeling numb sometimes? Do you have this unethical conflict between your personal values and your organization's values or actions? The third sign you may be experiencing burnout is decreased self-efficacy. Do you have this low sense of personal accomplishment? Do you feel your work is really making a difference in this world? Do you feel hopeless? Those are three early warning signs of burnout to address today. You can get even more resources on the Burnout Doctor podcast. Thank you for listening to our monthly Mental Health Minute.
To start off, can you discuss the value of this partnership with Sanofi and the fellowship program?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that question. This fellowship and the value of this fellowship in particular is really critical to us. We pride ourselves in being one of the premier HBCU in the United States. We have a global reach, and Sanofi being a global organization really fits nicely with our long-term mission. We see the Sanofi family as being innovative. We see ourselves as being innovative. And we understand fundamentally that there are symbiotic goals between both organizations. As such, the fellowship is a perfect way to really change the landscape and help the dearth of talent in some areas of the pharmaceutical industry. What is unique about this particular fellowship is the commitment to post-fellowship employment. That is really critical. When fellows start, they know that there is a place for them to go at the end. And this really sets Sanofi apart. And I want to thank them again publicly for their commitment to us as an institution and to the fellows that we're going to bring to bear in this fellowship program.
Can you discuss the need for more pharmacists of color and how this fellowship helps accomplish that?
There's an absolute need for more pharmacists of color. In the United States, we have a population, an African-American population of approximately 13-14%. You have a Hispanic population that is significant and growing. So the minority population in the United States continues to grow. Pharmacists of color, however, have really lagged behind those numbers generally. From an African-American standpoint, even though the numbers have doubled from 2.3 to 4.9% based on 2019 data, that number still doesn't come close to representing what the population is at this point in time. The other thing that is extremely critical and when you think of business, let's be real here. We are in a business, and diversity drives the bottom line. And we've seen that, we know that now more than anything else. So if we are to drive our bottom line, we have to think about ensuring that we have individuals in those seats that can help us produce that profitability, which would in turn create reinvestment in communities of color.
Absolutely. How does the fellowship program complement other educational experiences for your pharmacy students?
Well, the fellowship is an extension. When we produce a pharmacist at the end of the day, we like to think that we have individuals who are ready to take the bull by the horn, to really go out here and deliver excellence in the world. However, the fellowship is an extension of that education, because while we can give a person an internship here or there or an API rotation, that we can't really give them that longitudinal experience that is meaningful in real world for an extended period. And that the fellowship experience really accomplishes that. It shows you the why, the how, the when, the where of being an employee, being a partner in the pharmaceutical industry space.
Wonderful. Well, the program was just recently announced. So where does it stand now? Is it launching, this semester immediately?
Well, this program has just been announced, but has also just been launched. Sanofi has been a phenomenal partner, and we have been able to really bring to bear 10 new fellows in the marketplace with the announcement. And they have just begun their process, and it's going well. I can't thank our partners at Sanofi for really being there, really being engaged, and truly being the type of partner that we want to have a deep and long relationship with.
Wonderful. Well, to kind of wrap up, what are your goals and hopes for the future of this partnership?
We hope that this becomes the what I would like to describe as the example for a collaboration in the marketplace. We want it to be long. We want it to meet the values necessary to be sustainable. We want Sanofi to be at the table with us for an extended period. We plan to be the number one in the marketplace in our particular sphere. And we believe that working with partners like Sanofi, we can do so. We're not trying to compete with anyone. We're not trying to keep anyone out of the marketplace. But what we're trying to do is solve the urgent needs that plague our communities. And having the right partner allows us to do so. Having a fellowship allows the individuals who are looking for deeper knowledge, deeper engagement in pharma, to be able to do so with partners who are committed to their futures.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus Student Edition. Tune in next month to hear more about the latest trends and issues for pharmacy students.